So, what can I get you?
Is there anywhere you don't work?
They're called jobs, something a ball like you wouldn't know anything about. And by the way, I can't believe you asked Ramona out after I specifically told you not to do that.
How are you doing that with your mouth?
Never mind how I'm doing it. What do you have to say for yourself?
Can I get a caramel macchiato?
You know what? Maybe it's high time you took a look in the mirror before you wreak havoc on another girl.
Me? Wreak havoc?
And speaking of which, I hear the girl that kicked your heart in the ass is walking the streets of Toronto again.
So I can just get my coffee over here?
You say you mean good for me, but you don't do it. You say you have a plan, but you just don't go through with it. You say you know the way to go, and I should follow. But all of your empty promises leave me hollow.
And oh, hi, and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
And I'm not watching the Olympics now, and I'm upset. How upset are you?
Not enough to not do this podcast. But I still would rather be watching the Olympics.
How's the Olympics going?
It's been going pretty well.
How are we doing?
Enjoyed it.
How are we doing?
Who is we?
Jamaica.
And Britain?
No, Jamaica.
Just Jamaica?
I don't know about Britain.
We've won the races.
Britain is doing okay.
Yeah, we've won the races we were supposed to win, and we've medaled in some others.
Yes. So Britain has won about 4 medals in the cycling events. Mm. By the way, speaking of which, Damien, what the hell? How... Cycling,
right?
Is it not about?
Are we going
winning?
To continue this?
Right. So you pedal.
I need to understand this.
So
event.
First, you need a bicycle that costs more than a car.
Yes.
And then you pedal fast.
Yes.
And then you win.
But is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Because why is all right? Mm-hmm. Then why is there a gold medal race?
Right. So this week we, Andrew said, we should watch our little sister as, I guess, recompense for me making him watch a movie. Last week.
なんか君重い。父親やったって15年も会ってないし。
優しくてダメな人だったのよ。女の人に同情してすぐどうにかなっちゃうなんて。
で、なんか娘がいるんだって。
私、浅野すずです。
鎌倉に来ない？一緒に暮らさない？4人で。
もう妹なんだからジャムつけないわよ。
はい。
I assume this is retaliation.
It has to be.
It feels like it.
What movie did you make
this
us watch last
sincere,
week, by the way?
This was a sincere
pick. A hologram for a king.
Oh, yes. That was not fun.
Right, like a movie...
Actually, no, I shouldn't say that. That was just...
A movie, when you hear the title, you're like, it can't just be that. And then you watch it, and it is literally that.
Just that, yes.
And I saw Andrew pick Our Little Sister, and I went, there's no way this movie... can just be that. Halfway through this movie, I'm like, alright, so it's going to turn out that this little girl has been murdering all of the people, and that's why they're going to so
she
many
has
funerals.
Super Damon, Sailor Moon
Damon,
powers.
Damon. Yeah. You have to tell the people what the movie's about first.
No, I don't care anymore. It's about three sisters and they kidnap? Like, how do you just get ownership of a minor? Is that how it works in Japan?
Are you asking for future reference?
Yeah. I'm going to go to Japan, point at people, and go,
here's how it
you're
is, right?
young.
It's like vampires, Damien.
Me.
Vampires cannot walk into somebody's house unless they are invited.
You can invite
so,
small children.
Exactly, and that's what they did. They said, do you want to live with us? Mm-hmm. She said yes, and in the background, the mother just dissipated.
Okay.
So this is the latest film from Hirokazu Koreeda.
What?
Hirokazu Koreeda. Oh,
okay. That's the guy from Akira, right?
No. The same guy who
like
made
Father,
like Father,
Son.
Like Son.
He didn't even get the joke. Like, he just batted away my joke. He's like, just brushed that shit. I'm like, nope.
I'm just like, nope. Not play that
not
joke.
Not even pretending.
Not even do it. And this is the latest film, Our Little Sister, which, as Damon says, is about... their little sister. Damien, what did you think of this movie?
I think Andrew has been... I mean, what's the best way to... Because he's a grown man, and if I said it's wrong, it's going to make him sound like a real scumbag. Andrew's relatives left a small child in his care. Right. And so he's now experiencing what it would be like to have a little sister. Then saw some Chinese director.
Who I made watch Star Wars. That's the right thing
to do. And not the right one.
Oh, you didn't know what I made her watch?
Rambo?
Almost. Rango.
All right, yeah. All right. That's pretty good. Did she enjoy it?
She did.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Not Star Wars, though, because you have more sense than that. Congratulations. And she's like, I have a pseudo-sister right now.
We were playing lightsabers after the movie.
Lightsaber on. Did you buy an Xbox with Kinect and play that lightsaber game? No? All right. Andrew's like, I have a little sister now, so let's watch this movie. Honestly, I'm in disbelief that it took 2 hours for this movie to get to literally nowhere. Like, nothing happens in this movie.
Yeah.
They adopt her about 3 minutes into the movie. And then for the next hour and 57 minutes, literally nothing happens. A girl is scared by a cricket. They go to, I think, 2 more funerals?
A few, yeah.
Right. And...
No, one's a remembrance.
Sorry. And they walk on a beach at some point. Legitimately, an hour in, I'm like, this has to, at some point, pivot into like some murder mystery or something, because this movie is literally not going anywhere. It is like my life, which is go to work and come home and sleep, is more interesting than the movie that I'm watching, which is impressive because someone gave this man, I assume, a lot of money to make a movie, and what they got back is just mine. Like, this movie is boring. Like, this is the type of movie that when people hear people like us talk about movies, they assume we watch. For me to say anything positive about this movie just reinforces people hating people who talk about movies a lot.
Can I help there?
Stop talking.
So, hold on, Damien. So what you're trying to say then is 8 out of 10?
What I'm saying is...
3 stars.
This is the type
solid
of...
3 stars.
Mindless nonsense that I'm sure critics just fell over themselves praising. They're like, oh, you get sucked into the water and all sorts of nonsense. And I just breeze past the fact that absolutely just nothing. It is just this movie is a black hole. The closer you get to it is the more time it steals from you. And if you can pull yourself away, you see the destruction that is has left in this.
Sir, we're not talking about Suicide Squad.
It is. Oh god, that movie is enjoyable. People shitting all over that movie.
So guys, I have to say that I agree 100% with Damien, except for the not liking it part.
Okay, of course. Oh, of
solid
course.
Solid three out of three.
Yeah. But so, a couple of things though. Mm-hmm. One, there was something that I knew about this movie that colored my experience, at least for the first, say, half hour.
I found it interesting how you kept shouting at me. You're like, it's a thing.
What musician sang a song in this movie?
No, so. Because
was Andrew Bird, wasn't
because
it?
we're heading to TIFF. Mm-hmm. I started to get back into the TIFF various YouTube channels that I have, and something that came up was about this movie, and they spoke to Koreeda, and he was talking about how difficult it is to or how easy it is. What do you do in order to translate or adapt something from manga into movies? And I wondered, what movie was that? And it took a little while, but I got to the middle of the YouTube video, and it was this movie, Our Sister. So I knew...
So it's a comic?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently it's a manga. And I knew that from before. And that kind of colored how I saw certain things. So when there were certain gestures or certain things that were done, mm-hmm. that if you didn't have any predisposition, you'd just be like, oh, they're walking up a hill, or she's smiling. Huh. All of a sudden, I saw in my mind
this giant
over-exaggeration that is, you know, in Japanime and manga and that kind of thing. So
you can just call it comic books. We live here in the West.
It is
manga,
okay. Right?
So just call it. In fact, call it coloring books.
In particular, I remember there was a scene when they were walking up a hill, and I can't remember. I think it was probably the older sister had, or no, I think it was the middle sister had just all of the bags carrying up the hill, and she was doing like a wobble thing, but it was sedate. It was kind of it wasn't exaggerated, but in my mind she was, you know, wobbling and ready to fall, and I found that funny just by myself. And things also like when was it the new sister or the youngest old sister that was
youngest,
you know,
old sister,
yes,
the middle-est sister.
Anyway, there are a few times in the movie where it just pressed a button that kind of made me smile, because it reminded me of things that I would have seen there. So there was that, but that wasn't a huge part of it. I would liken this movie, at least in terms of my experience of it, to say This Is England. Do you guys remember that movie? That was yet another movie where absolutely nothing happened, and actually all three of us love that movie. Okay, I guess not. All right. Oh, maybe it was you. Maybe you didn't like it, Damon. That would make sense. You didn't like it, Andrew? I love that movie.
I've tried to forget everything I can about
that
movie.
Oh no.
Why do I recall whatever my opinion was of that movie?
Okay, so clearly, when I like a movie,
right,
I decide just, everybody else likes it.
Right. So reality distortion sets in.
I think we need to start keeping our spreadsheets, right, so that, like, later on. Uh-huh. So basically, right now, we can mark down our little sister for Douglas, mm-hmm, and then so that we know you hated it.
Right.
And then 6 months from now, he'll be like, I remember we all love,
yeah,
that movie.
Yeah, we all love that movie.
And we'll just
and then
the
we'll go to the Tump app and, right, you know, bring it up.
Let's bring up the
nope
board. Nope. Douglas knows about
this. But yeah, I would liken it to that movie where in This Is England, absolutely nothing happened. But I really did just enjoy the ride, the stuff on the way.
So by ride, and you mean you sat in the car. And the car slowly rolled backwards into the gate.
Anyway.
Causing cosmetic damage only. Go ride.
But I really did like this movie. Okay, so you can be kind of like me in a way where a lot of the times I don't necessarily watch a movie and need to have reasons to like it. Right, I just
no,
or
stop, no,
or,
no,
or rather,
I just need to write
or,
that down.
Or rather,
you are going to know.
You think you're going to live down saying
this? I don't really need a reason to like this
or,
movie.
Or rather, I don't analyze my reasons, and so I don't necessarily know at any given time why I like what I like. Anywhere,
reasons.
Right? It's just reasons, exactly. And I think this is one of them. I can also go into some of the interesting things I liked about this movie, where if you really analyzed or went deep into what the movie was doing, even though it was not action-packed, there was something that each character in this movie got out of what happened, right? You... Are you taking a picture for a reference? Yes, you are. You asshole. So, I don't know if this is going to be in the podcast, but Damien just took a picture of me so that he could somehow link the... keep a record, a living record of this moment. There are no reasons for me liking what I like.
I don't need a reason to like movies.
Oh... Oh my god. Andrew, can you imagine if Damon was coming to Canada, the amount of moments that we'd have like this?
Next year, guaranteed.
All right. So yeah, each character got something out of this movie. Whether it is kind of like growing up and becoming more responsible, whether it is empathizing and potentially even forgiving somebody that you've been at odds with for almost all of your life, whether it is a sort of family connection that you never had, there is something that each of these characters eventually gets, and that then sounds like the pretentious version of why you like this movie, right? But really and truly, why I like this movie is the ride. It is how it is presented to me. It's the small jokes that happen every once in a while. It is how everybody interacts, how I enjoy the dialogue. I really just did like watching this movie, like spending time with these people. And at the end of the day, that's kind of how I judge most of the movies I watch anyway. While the lights were flashing at me, was I smiling or was I upset? And right. If I was upset, was it because Lars von Trier was on? Because then I would be happy about being upset.
Right. So you're saying your arms weren't folded?
No, they were not folded. They were very much, not very much. They were, say, they were ajar.
Right.
But your
heart was open.
My heart was open. Yeah, I did like this movie.
And this movie has heart, doesn't it?
The right kind of heart.
Yeah, man.
Yes, the raw heart that you... Anyway. Uh-huh. So, Andrew, what you thought about this movie? Mm-hmm. Are we going to play Three Bears here? Nope. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. It sounds like he hates his own movie. Andrew, what's going on here?
I'm on Douglas's side of the argument.
In a shocking turn of events. Oh, no.
So I agree with pretty much everything Douglas said. Because actually, the truth of the matter is, especially since you bring up the manga aspect, I can't really say related to manga because I didn't really read that much manga. Mm-hmm. I read some, but not that much.
When I hear manga, I've seen some manga and I just equate it immediately with anime because a lot of anime is actually based on manga.
Yeah.
And I just put the two together.
Can you guys just say cartoons and comic books?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
I will always say manga and anime because that is the correct terminology. Mm-hmm. And I am that person who will say...
Right, you like to pronounce things correctly. Right. If there's one thing I know about Andrew, he loves to get things right.
You mean je t'aime?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
A stickler, a real stickler.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that is.
I'll never pronounce anything wrong ever again because I do my research.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about the anime.
Right, the anime. Mm-hmm.
sorry, anime.
The anime.
Anime.
Right. And the truth of the matter is that I've actually... Like, I think I talked about this a few times, is that we used to watch a lot of anime when I was in university and high school.
Sure.
I used to watch a lot of anime.
Of course you did.
I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It was very nice. Lots of dumb action, lots of crazy stuff, lots of dumb comedy.
We all do crazy stuff in college, right? Some drink.
So much anime.
Some do drugs.
So much anime.
So much anime.
Crazy.
Play Counter Strike. potato, tomato is what it is.
No, tomato, tomato. Right.
Potato, tomato. I think that one works best.
You say potato, tomato. Yeah. I say tomato, tomato.
I say you get back to the point.
And actually, like, over time, every once in a while, I have this weird voice in the back of my head says, Andrew, you used to love anime. Why don't you love anime anymore?
And you say, voice, I'm a grown-up now. Please, leave me alone.
And then I will look up some current anime that I'm like, maybe I'll try some. And not a lot of it works. But the weirdest part is this little genre of storytelling that they have in Japan is probably my favorite at this point, which they tend to call slice of life, where it's just kind of this... It's like... very tepid, very calm, where they're just having moments, right? As you talk about, all of these small moments where you see the sister getting scared of a bug. And it's not so much the fact that she's scared, but oddly enough, what got me was the way Koreeda framed the response to that fright, where the camera's far away, it's sitting still, and you just watch the sister get up and move through the frame. And the way it's done, like, that makes it funny for me, right? When you see the boyfriend come over, the what I call the crazy sister, who is a boyfriend come over and they're just talking there, and the sisters come through and they're like trying to get him to admit that this is a relationship. All these things, all these small things, I like these things. And they're, I mean, this is a movie that I think at the end of the year when we're talking about best movies, no one's going to remember, including myself, right?
No, but is this, I don't think this is a this year movie though. I think it's last year.
Depends on your definition of okay. when this movie was released. All
right, fair enough.
And I just generally like this movie. Like, I didn't love it. It just felt like a warm blanket, right, wrapped around me. And it's just an okay movie.
I think it's better than okay. Well, yeah, maybe a good okay movie is a good way of putting right? it.
And the rest of it is actually, really just repeating all of the things yeah. you were talking about.
You know, I think it's a great movie in that it can make this kind of normalcy, normal life situation enjoyable. The more I think about it, the more I like it, actually. I really like this movie.
Damien, do you have anything to say?
This movie's shit. This movie's a
Do you have anything constructive to star. Say?
Alright. Especially in these heightened times of enjoyment for me. Right? I can see clearly. Right?
Stop. The rain nope. is gone.
I stopped Douglas. And you're like, no, I can't help myself.
Hello, literally, right. I jumped right. and David said no.
Stop. The Olympics have reinvigorated something
but
inside
of me. But to be fair,
Damien,
where
talking.
Are the obstacles?
Freezing. Stop talking.
Are they?
Right, it has reinvigorated something inside of me, including my penis. So two things inside of me.
Your penis is inside of you?
Yes.
Damien, how mm-hmm. did you...
You don't want to know. I can show you. I've skills.
You're like the Simone Biles of...
Right.
Okay, I'll start that.
Uh-huh.
I can't
right.
I can't go further.
I now remember what it is to be happy all of the time. Usually, there'd be drugs involved, but no, I can just turn on the TV and stare at the world's greatest athletes do things that I could get the rest of my life to learn how to do and wouldn't even come close. And in the middle of that, Andrew said, Damien, how about you take 2 hours of your Olympic watching time?
Please. I said
and,
please.
Right.
I said
and please. Throw it away on mindless drivel. The movie is boring. And it is boring because nothing happens. Now, you guys have both danced around that fact, which I find impressive. Both
Thank
of you,
you.
Spoke
Thank
and
you.
None of you brought up any plot points or said anything about what happens in the movie. You just said key words like small moments and kind of funny.
I'll tell you what happens in this movie.
And one man said
they eat
a thing.
Fish.
One man said a thing so bewildering that I had to write it down and take his picture.
Are you going to quote this man?
And he is now looking at me as if both of them are looking at me like, well, I mean, Damien, this movie is so nice. It's so quaint. So well directed. Look how people move through frames. These are keywords you can look at when people are reviewing a movie to know that they're lying to themselves. When people talk about how people move through frames, instead of going, this movie's awesome, because it's awesome. And when people say things like what Douglas said, which I don't want to repeat because it's so great, it keys me into the fact that you people are all lunatics. You should start the both of you should start your own film spotting spin-off and use words that you can't use on this podcast, like stakes, right? We don't use that here because we don't care. And dive deep into the mindset of the director and the thought process of the actors when you do have anything to say about a movie because it's boring and awful. But I have Olympics to watch. And this movie wasted 2 hours. 2 hours I had to sacrifice sleep. Because, of course, I wasn't going to not go back and watch the 2 hours of Olympics I had missed. I had to catch up, which gave me less time to sleep, which made me wake up in the morning miserable. Not at the Olympics, but at the fact that I was now more tired for watching a terrible movie. So I'd like to thank you both for that.
You're welcome.
This movie is terrific. I will remember, much like This Is England, I will remember what happened. It will just be years from now, I'll just know I hate the movie, and there will be no reason as to why.
Because you don't need
reasons. Right, I don't need reasons to hate movies. Right?
You just need feelings.
Right, all I need is the feels inside of me.
That's reinvigorating.
Mm-hmm. Fuck this movie. It's so boring. Oh, you know what? Fuck both of you on this movie. Shitty fucking movie.
Like, the minute this movie was over, I'm like, I know Damien's going to hate this movie
Christ,
so much.
This movie sucks.
I'm like, I should have picked anime instead.
And I just knew I was going to come. Part of it, too, you know, is when the movie is
you know what's
finished,
interesting?
I'm like, I know these two idiots are going to come on this podcast and go, nah, like this.
So, Damien, I have a question for
you.
Can you tell me...
Yes.
No, you're going to make a... You're going to try and make an argument for this. Mm-hmm. But why is this horrible? Because nothing really happens.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, say... what's the name of the movie? Summer, Winter, Fall, and Summer Again, the Kim Ki-duk movie?
Yeah. Because that movie is incredible.
It is, but it's equally as...
No. Things happen in that movie, right? They happen slowly.
Serene.
Right. But things did happen in that movie, right? Yes, it lulled you into... Because for a time, I was not on board with that movie because nothing seemed to be happening. But the movie went along so steadily and, like, it almost caught you off guard when the big thing that happens in that movie happens. And it's a surprise, and then the movie essentially goes back to where it was. And so you gain appreciation for the thing that happened and the process that this person had to go through. None of that takes place. None of that happens. It's a movie. I understand it's a slice of life, but could you give me someone's life that is better?
So essentially,
more interesting.
You're saying that the slice needs to be a little juicier than this one. Okay.
So instead of a slice of a leaf, a thing that no one eats, you could give me a slice of like a cake. Right, a life cake. This movie is just bad. It's just, nothing happens. It is instantly fucked. I don't remember any of their names, because who cares? I didn't even... Until you said there were three sisters, I just assumed... I was working with the assumption that even after they adopted someone, then it became three sisters. I forgot entirely that there were three sisters first, and then they added another sister. That is how much this movie, it is... It's perfect, personally affecting. But you guys don't have sisters, so maybe that's it. You guys got a window into what it is like to live with women for the past week and then watch this movie and are creating some kind of false equivalency. But this movie is terrible and you'll never watch it again, so I don't even know why we're having this conversation. What else do we do on
Andrew,
this podcast?
Once this podcast is over, mm-hmm. go downstairs and watch this movie.
You should.
How about we just watch Star Wars?
And you'll be asleep in 20... Well, Douglas will be asleep in
5
seconds.
Minutes.
Like
0 minutes, yeah.
Seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. I like this movie.
I'm sure you do.
The boy. Don't touch him.
Or... What? What happened? Donnie, don't do this.
No. You got me curious now. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that that I don't listen. What then, huh?
You'd hear a noise.
Oh. Ooh, golly gee. Oh, a noise.
High pitched. Got a bunny in a bear trap sound. You'll know it when it comes. Because you're the one who'll be making it.
That's some scary stuff right there.
I don't know why we didn't
Everybody
talk about won. This last week.
Mm-hmm. The Olympics are on.
I don't know
why
we didn't talk about this the week before.
Ah, the Olympics.
Or the week before that.
Sweet,
but
sweet Olympics.
I think it's about time
mm-hmm.
that we talk about
the Olympics.
The fact that Preacher happened. We've not talked about Preacher.
I was actually wondering about that because I remember us saying that mm-hmm. we were going to, and I don't
I think
anything happened.
I think between us being angry at your French movie, at his hologram movie,
and at your movie, that
we've just kind of been distracted, and Olympics.
And you know when it hit me? When do you remember just the other day I said to you, wait, what? Was there no Preacher last week? And you had to say to me, no, Douglas, it's finished. Because I was thinking, well, if it's why haven't we spoken
right.
about
it? So we're going to talk
okay.
about...
I don't want to talk about Preacher because I don't... Because
it's
feel
the
like,
first rule of
no,
Preacher Club?
Because you're an idiot. That Douglas's ideas is the first rule.
Because it's a runaway the moment it hears you.
No, it's because I'm still kind of in disbelief at how good this TV show is.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that if people start talking about just how good it is, it will crumble in front.
Actually, I have to tell you, it's so good that... I'm surprised because this is the brainchild of Seth Rogen and his friend. I can't
Goldberg.
Remember which one. It's Goldberg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not James Franco. James Franco.
Yeah, I know it's not him. But Seth Rogen now has another movie out which could be good, couldn't
Sausage
be.
Sausage Party.
But,
yeah, which people love apparently.
I know, right? But he is also making now another show for FX that I've just decided to be extremely excited about, knowing nothing about it other than he's producing it. And it's because of Preacher, of how good this show is. The thing about it, though, let's all try and sit back. And I've had to ask myself this question, and I really don't know what the answer is. And all three of us are in the problem because we're in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
Would we like this show as much or any at all if we hadn't read the comic books first?
Well, I mean, there's no way to know.
Is this the first time we're going to sit here and have a comic book comparison discussion?
No, I'm not.
No, hold on.
I'm not comparing. I'm not trying to compare the comic book. It's just that I watched the first episode again, and I feel like it took a little while because I think it took two or three episodes before you realized what was actually happening. So, I don't know if how many of us would have given it that time, because we knew what was happening already.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I remember in the first episode when it went into the first Preacher, I was like, I don't think, is that the Preacher
mm-hmm.
that they're going to do this with? I didn't realize they were going to do that. I thought it was some other guy. So much so that like I knew. I was like, this doesn't make sense, and it messed with me for a little
mm-hmm.
bit and then moved on. But if essentially we had all of the anticipation because we knew what was going to happen, we knew where the story was going, we knew what the general dynamics were, would we have liked it that much? I mean, I think, I can't remember how early Tulip is introduced, and her introduction is
she's in
so
the beginning.
Good.
Right, she's in the beginning, and then Cassidy is not... Like, the first episode is incredible. But, like, it's not like panel for panel.
Oh no,
not at all.
Because I'm pretty sure Assface didn't come in until
right.
like halfway through, right?
The first episode, like when I saw the first episode, I was kind of worried. I'm like, oh, they're just going to make this like straight, like this is just going to be action from start to finish. I'm like, maybe they're just going to like have the Preacher in there, but they're not going to really follow the storyline.
Yeah.
Because it was real action-y and I was real on board.
Mm-hmm.
But by the second episode, I realized, no, they're doing like preacher there, and like I can't know. There's no way for me to know because, like, I like it is one of the few comic books that like I love a lot. Like all of the other comic books I've read throughout the ages, I'd gladly throw away and never read again. Pretty sure it's one of the few that I would, like, I'd fight somebody.
Yeah.
Right? After Andrew gave me Preacher and I read it, I bought it and read it again and continued reading it. Like, just on, like, I'll just see it and go, boy, this is... And when I heard they were doing it, I was like, this... I, like, going, saying to myself, please, don't, guys, do not, don't fuck this up. And they didn't.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
it is crazy.
It's been a long time since I've read this comic book, and I need to read it again because, oh my goodness! But is it really following the arc of the comic? I don't. Yeah. I recall not necessarily the tone, but the church itself blowing up real early in the comic book.
I mean, it's not following.
I think they're playing with the time.
Yeah, they're playing with the time, but yeah. It's but the it same things happening.
It hasn't broken off too far.
No, clearly not, right? And no, they're definitely on the way to get into the journey part of the comic, clearly. But, oh my goodness.
The first time I saw... Let me not spoil things for people who haven't read the comics, because you don't need to. The TV show is good enough.
Yeah.
There's a guy, the Western guy, that is in hell.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I saw him...
I actually forgot about that.
That is far and away my favorite part of those comics. The first time I saw him and the things that he went through in the episode, I immediately went, I think, like, in my head, I thought they would have chosen someone different, like someone that looked more like the person in the comic book.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of the episode, I'm like, no, you guys got this right. And then the first time I heard him speak, I went, I cannot. Like, the TV show has not, like, died down in any way my anticipation to watch more of the TV show. Just in hopes that they get to where they're supposed to get to. And the last TV show that I have watched and been this happy about, just episode after episode after episode, it's probably Justified. Like, Breaking Bad I enjoyed, but like when Breaking Bad went away, it wasn't fury and anger. But, and even like The Wire, like, there are shows that are great that when they went away, I was just like, all right, sure. And didn't immediately start rewatching them. This and Justified. And in my head, they're both cowboy.
Yeah,
TV
shows. Absolutely.
And, like, the cast, like, everything, like, Tulip is far and away my favorite.
She's the best part of the show.
It's so good. And Cassidy.
I didn't realize she was this good.
God damn it. God.
Well, I didn't even know this woman's name until...
I knew her because, again...
Oh, is this British
shows.
TV?
Yeah.
Oh. Which one did you know her from?
She's in Love Hate. Mm-hmm. I really like that show. But she was just somebody's girlfriend. And not particularly great in any way, shape, or form. She had some emotional scenes which were good, but... Wow. I mean, that character that she's playing is... fantastic.
I adore her intro in this show.
Yes, it's
where
it's,
she just
it's
shows
best.
Up with a bazooka made out of
tin cans and forks.
First she murdered two people in a car.
Yep.
And then made a bazooka.
Yep.
Then drove off. Giving life lessons to children along the way.
Mm-hmm. And just her practical, it's like practical mixed with criminal. It's perfect. It's great.
I don't understand how the TV show is this good.
I remember when the show just started and people, I think someone asked me, like, Andrew, what good TV show is there to watch? And I said, there's Preacher just starting. He's like, what's that show about? It's about a preacher who gets the voice of God Now watch that.
Yeah.
How yeah. do you sell this show? Yeah, it's to hard to say.
Because without... that definitely makes it sound like a completely different show.
You can sell the show, but then you ruin a lot of what is awesome about. There's ways to sell this. There's awesome shit
you know,
in this show.
You know who else is great
but
in this show?
But you don't want to ruin any other show.
You know who else is good in this show?
Jackie Earle
he
Haley.
Has a, yes, thank you. Jackie Earle Haley.
He, God, oh my. Oh, Jesus.
I love how he took that loophole and just ran with it. He's like, yeah, I'll serve God. Mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
There's one God of meat. And when he came in the show, I was a little bit hesitant. Yeah, I didn't think
where it was going.
Yeah, but, yup.
That is some... they have got the casting
mm-hmm.
just 1,000% correct. Oh, Lord.
You know what I found funny? And this is just dumb. But the person who plays the...
side girl?
Yeah, the lady who plays... Oh, my
piano?
God.
The lady that's
not
helping
piano,
out at
but
the church?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Why can't I remember the name of that instrument? It has...
The organ?
Organ, thank you. Oh my gosh.
You're tired.
I'm something. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
so...
are something.
I decided recently that I really like the CW shows, in particular Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And they are
recently.
Now...
Recently. You were like, recently I really like
hold
Flash.
On. And they are yeah. now no longer on Hulu next day. So... I decided I want to try and find another way to get them. Because you can get them on Netflix, but that's after the season is done. Which is unacceptable as far as I'm concerned. And I found a CW app that hopefully fixed that. But on the way to it, I found a separate CW app called CW Seed. That has like a lot of the cancelled shows that they've got. One of which is Constantine. Which I said, you know what? I really like the movie. Let me try watch this show.
I like that one episode he was in
yeah,
Arrow.
In the Arrow? Well, I'll give you this much. The show is better than the Arrow, but...
all right, yeah. No, yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. No, it's actually... It's a fine show.
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
Did you not like the show?
I watched 12 episodes of that show. Oh,
really?
No.
Oh, wow.
I remember when that show started, I watched the first episode and promised myself to watch another, and I haven't.
It's not
drawing
bad.
On
it's...
chalk, drawing with chalk on building tops, I went, this seems dumb. And then there was book openings, and then they found some other... It's a badge, and it deserved
Andrew,
to be cancelled.
Andrew, if you watch The Arrow and you watch Supergirl... There is no reason why you shouldn't be watching this show.
I agree with right? your logic. However, I'll give you another logic, uh-huh. which I find very important in life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Time. Tempo.
So there used to be this show that I think we all loved in some fashion called Burn Notice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right? Yeah.
And I have thusly called this the Sam... What's his last name? Mm-hmm. I've forgotten his last name mm-hmm. now. Sam...
Mm-hmm.
What's Bruce Campbell's character's name? Sam.
Easy peasy.
Sam Axe.
Yeah.
Sam Axe rule, right?
No, continue. I understand it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is that everybody needs one really dumb show, right? I don't like at any given time you just need one, right? Mm-hmm. You don't need 10 of them. Because if you have 10, there's too many, right? Yes.
Andrew,
you need one. The Arrow is my dumb show.
Because that's not your dumb show. Because let me just go through
right,
the shows.
Sorry,
hold on,
right,
stop.
Sorry.
Let me go through the shows. You watch The Arrow. You watch The Flash, which, as much as we love it, you cannot say it's not a dumb show.
Flash
you
is watch, a fantastic show.
It's dumb.
Love it. It's
you watch Supergirl.
Cinema.
You
also
watch Limitless.
Yeah, that's the other one I was going to call it. That's my other dumb show.
Hey, guys, at some point I defended Limitless. I'm retracting that.
What else do you have there?
I'm sure there's more.
Right? I'll count Suits in there.
Oh, yeah,
all right,
Suits.
Fine.
Absolutely.
You used to watch The New Girl. Do you still watch that?
No.
Oh,
I've given up on that for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Like, I think the minute Megan Fox appeared, I was like, all right,
wait,
I guess.
What?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, Lord.
She was there while Ms. Deschanel was Preggers. But
that's a legal term, right?
Yes, it is.
I was like, all right, sure. I think you've done the thing that you needed to do to get me to leave. I'm gone.
Oh, boy.
You just hate her because she's beautiful.
But no, I think, I really do think that Constantine was a decent, was an all right show. But anyway, this has gone on so many tangents that the story, yes, as
you don't remember,
as dumb as it was, is going to be even worse. But in the first episode, the lady that plays the piano is actually in Constantine. So I thought it was fun that she essentially hopped from one comic book show to another comic book show.
See, I also think it's fun that Chris Evans went from...
Yes, yes, from Johnny Storm to...
To Captain America.
Captain America.
No, he went from Johnny Storm to Scott Pilgrim. Captain
America. Was that movie before Captain America?
Yes, it was.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He was going for the Oscar. As Damian sits there pondering the universe.
No, there's so many great things about it. Can I tell you? Another thing that I wasn't 100% sold on when they first came along. The angels are so good in this show. So good. And where they are at now, they're this great, almost Thelma and Louise, yeah, sort of, just this pairing. It's great.
There's a point, and I remember reading this part in the comic and not getting a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw it in the TV show, had to pause the show because I was laughing so hard. And it has to do with the angels when they were booking a trip to hell. And he's like, you're a little short. I was like, all right, give me 30 minutes in the back with the tall one. Like, no. I'm like, all right. Show stop. You have to stop now. I have to finish laughing because I can't hear anything else that he's been saying. And, even that final episode, even though, like, the CG projection of God thing was, like, it looked shitty, but at a certain point, I'm like, yeah, I guess it's supposed to look shitty.
You know what's the weirdest part? You know what popped into my head when I saw that happening? All of the Terry Gilliam animations in Monty Python stuff.
Yeah.
That's what popped into my head. I'm like... They should have just had that straight up there.
And exactly, going to that point, I loved the, and to your point as well, the ridiculousness of that tape on beard.
Yeah.
It was just great.
And I like watching people pull him up from off screen, yeah, like drag him the second they realize that the jig goes up.
He said, he made me do it. I didn't mean to say it.
Just twisting and laughing, and absolutely nobody else in my house will even look at this TV show, and that is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched all the episodes 3 times now.
I've gotten close with the early episodes. I've watched some of them 3 times, but I haven't gone through the whole thing again, and I'm pretty sure I will very soon.
I watched each episode twice the week that they came out, mm-hmm, and then as soon as the season was done, just every morning, watch one episode.
Yeah.
And then when I went to work, instead of doing work, watch the other episode, and then went to work. I was smart. I'm like, I'll just put on 2 episodes at a time, because if I put on more, I won't do any work.
I actually find it interesting that Seth Rogen, an actor who kind of is a little bit... one note doing what he does.
But that note is a strong note, though.
He looked like he was hitting a point where it might have gotten to the tiring section.
But
in the last few years, he's kind of become more of a creative person, right? Between 50-50, which he helped write.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He helped write that movie. This Is the End.
Mm-hmm.
This show and, mm-hmm, Sausage Party, which apparently had a really good opening weekend. We haven't seen it yet, obviously.
Yeah.
And
even the Korean movie, there were...
The Interview, yeah.
Yeah, The Interview. There were... I'm not going to say that was a great movie, but there were definitely bits where you say, you know what? That's real funny. So, The Night Before, the movie's so good. I love that movie. Too much.
Because it's a dumb one-night movie.
It's a dumb one-night movie.
Where these guys are doing having shenanigans and dumb jokes. Right? I think if you take out the Kanye West song, that's like 80% of the photo.
It's a large portion.
Did pop star, the Andy Samberg movie, did it ever come out here?
Not here, no.
I don't think so.
No.
I want to watch that movie.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
I heard about dumb jokes. I want to talk about the Olympics.
What do you want to talk about with the Olympics?
All right, hold on. Oh, if we talk about the Olympics, you are first going to have to explain to me why after you win in cycling, you have to prove that you win
victory
in cycling.
Laps. It's just
victory No, it's laps. Not victory laps. It's not because they called it a gold medal race where for the first half, they were kind of riding in slow motion, looking at each other, kind of telling, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And then the second half, they were actually racing. And hold on. Here is the best part, Andrew. The person who didn't get the gold medal beat the person who got the gold medal. But when they went on the podium, the first gold medal person got the gold.
Can I get this
Damien,
one?
How does this work?
So, Douglas, you play tennis, right?
I suppose I
you
used to.
Played
yeah,
tennis.
I suppose.
You would say that you're very acclimated with the rules of tennis.
To some degree.
Right. There's a point where in tennis, you've beaten him.
Yes.
But they tell you, you need to do it one more time. I don't know how the fuck cycling works. I'm just.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Damien, please explain.
I'm
that
not
to me.
Going to.
Because I don't. I want to understand
Douglas,
that.
Go to YouTube.
I'm not going to explain a thing to you. You only need once every 4 years. It's a waste of your time, but most importantly, it's a waste of my time.
No.
Can you
I
please
think...
explain the World Cup to me? I don't know that.
Sure.
One.
You kick a ball and Jamaica doesn't get to play.
They did once. They did
I
once.
Don't believe you.
And that was a
I
good
don't
year.
Approve of
a
that.
Good World
I don't know
Cup
what
year.
I don't know what you're talking about. You France have proof won. Of that title.
Zidane was great.
The first week of the Olympics, I got to sit in silence. No one asked me anything because there was no track and field. And so I just got to go to work, sit down, not do any work, and watch the Olympics. And people would be like, oh, that's the Olympics. And they're like, what is that? And I'd say, gymnastics. And they'd go, oh, and then walk away. And it was perfect. And in my house, there's a rule. It is Jamaica first. And if not Jamaica, then whoever is black in the competition. And if there's no black people in the competition, then it's simply not America. Simple rules. It's a straightforward, not racist rule.
One of my favorite highlights of this Olympics is the women's football. And,
I didn't watch any of that. That's
and me cleaning up, just winning all the money in the office, betting Sweden to beat America in the penalties. We got to the penalties, and we started to get to the part where we first bet on the winner, and then we bet on each penalty.
They just, I by the way, they just beat Brazil in penalties today.
Cleaned up again.
Yeah. So, okay, the Olympics. Can I tell you, These are not sports that I generally like, right?
That's why we put them on every 4 years.
Yeah. Now, however, I have to say that I truly appreciate the irony of a sprinter that knows deep down in his heart of hearts that though he is Jamaican, he is not good enough to race for Jamaica because recently we
got real good real fast.
So he goes to a place by the name of Bahrain.
Bahrain.
He gets some sort of citizenship and is able to run for them.
I'd like to know how all of those immigration rules work.
It's crazy.
Immigrants
with athletics, it's literally, do you have a passport? Which one do you want to use? And do you want to change it? It's crazy
simple. I think maybe it's because
just
I
like
imagine,
football.
No, yeah. Football, you're tied in though. So after youth, if you decide I am with this country, there's no turning back. But there is, you can do all sorts of shenanigans with athletics. But either way, I really appreciate the irony of that guy running for Bahrain, making it to the Olympics, and the first thing he does, because finally he knows he's able to run the Olympics, is to false start. And that happened.
He's like, you are. In this run.
Yeah. It actually did happen in Usain Semi. Right.
What you are is a terrible person. He trained for most of his life to get to this point.
Yes, he did.
And made a mistake.
Yeah.
And has thrown away four years.
I have to tell you though, I am, and I know a lot of people disagree with my point of view, mm-hmm. but I don't like how they change that rule. I don't like that they don't give any, I know they're quote unquote professionals, but I don't like that they don't give any sort of leeway. I used to like the way it was before, where they were like, all right, it's a false start. Everybody, watch yourself. Stop the foolishness. Let's get this right this time. As opposed to this thing where it's a false start, you're out immediately.
See, the thing is that I prefer this one, even though I know there's a middle ground to this. Because initially, mm-hmm. it was everybody gets one.
Yeah, but I think there was a middle ground where it was just, listen, it's the one to... Oh, sorry.
I'm coming. where everybody gets a false start on their own. Mm-hmm. And I think they took it out for time purposes. They're like, we don't want a race to go from 5 minutes to 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
theoretically, yeah. even though that generally doesn't happen. And then they had the middle ground where, like, they have one false start for the race,
mm-hmm.
right? And I actually prefer what they have done to that, because in my mind, I think of Bad Mind, and I think of someone intentionally false starting to be like, use up the false start and make everyone antsy, and then the next man just get thrown out, and he wasn't the false starter who ruined it, right?
Yeah.
You guys watch a lot of track and field, though, right?
Absolutely. I'm just talking about general
I watch it on a daily basis,
like, fairness.
It's my favorite sport.
People who used to weaponize false starts,
right.
So they took it out.
Right, which is what I was talking about, right? They just throw it out,
right,
to screw people.
Yeah. Like, this guy doesn't have a good start, let's try and psych him. And sometimes it would work, and sometimes it didn't. Here's the thing, though. South Korea continued to dominate archery, which is a sport I enjoy, because on the face of it, it looks so simple.
Are you saying darts with a string?
Right, darts with a bow. And then you see just how far they have to throw the dart, and you see how much breeze is blowing down there, and you watch it wobble back and forth, and it is a minor miracle that they hit anywhere near the target. Because if it was me, birds would be dying. There'd be people outside wounded. I couldn't even come close. It looked... Because, especially the Korean women, because they've never lost this event, when they shoot, you just go, oh, it must be easy. They just practice more than everybody else. And then you see just how far away it is. And then you see someone who's bad at it. And you go, oh. Okay, then. But this Olympics has been fun, genuinely, because everyone brought their A game to this Olympics. There's been a lot of records broken. It's been exciting. Like, the 10,000 meter run where the girl just destroyed it. Like, first thing in the morning, I'm like, all right, Olympics. And she just ran. And then when it came time for her to stop running and slow down, she just went, how about I just keep on running? Just fast. She took 15 seconds off a record that has stood for 20 years. So, and you're like, that's a lot of laps around the track. And you just ran it as if. And everyone showed up this time. There's not a lot of bitching and moaning. And we as Jamaicans didn't have to worry about Usain Bolt's health. Like, the Jamaican races are the races I worry about the least. Because the ones that I know we're going to win. 100, 200, no one on earth. Both men and women, there's not a person. Unless you beat them in their sleep with a stick, there's no chance. If they get to the track, it's over. But watching, even though we're anti-American, Simone Biles is black, so she gets a pass.
She gets a pass.
And what about the swimmer? The swimmer who won...
Ledecky?
No, there was...
Who, our swimmer?
Oh, no, I think she was French. There was...
Yeah,
she's French. Sorry, my bad.
Right.
Maybe it's because I remember people making a big deal about it. Because people were titling the all of the articles to first black swimmer mm-hmm. to win a gold.
Right.
Right? As opposed to... Right. And the way it sounded, I'm like, oh, she's probably American. I'm like, no, she's French. I'm
but, so, we watch, in my house, we watch gymnastics every year. And, of course, we watch track and field every year. Some of the other sports, clearly, we're not going to watch because who on earth and where on earth would you get to watch them? But watching, we've seen this girl dominate gymnastics for 3 years, and then she got her opportunity at the Olympics. And while she hasn't blown it out to how she did it in some of the previous world championships, she's so far, like, she's essentially what Usain Bolt is. She's so far ahead that there's times you see her taking it easy, and then you look at what the others doing, like, that is, like, she cannot be that good at this thing. Because all of the other people are also great at this thing, and she's making them look ridiculous. And that has just been the case for the entire Olympics. Everyone just, like, everyone came to play, and after all the negativity surrounding Brazil with the lead up, like, it is as if everyone wanted Brazil to be some kind of shit. Like, I don't get it. On the run up to every Olympics, with the exception of China, because they had been planning, like, they were on point the entire time, like, shut down cities for half of the day and all sorts of madness. But every, like, London, the London Olympics, the run up to that, it was just the shit. We don't have security lockdown and this and that.
Yeah, I remember they had to fire security right before, eh? But like, some, like, 6 months
everybody
before.
Everybody was like, this Brazil, they didn't paint the walls and all sorts of madness. And then, once the Olympics started, all of that just,
I know it's not the equivalent, but do you remember all the shenanigans around the Russian Winter Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh,
when
my
they were
gosh.
Building $2 billion roads out in the middle of nowhere. But watching the Olympics just, not reflect any of the negativity that the run-up to the Olympics were. Like, there was a Russian doping scandal, and mm-hmm. people have been pulling the shit out of the Russian team. And there was a Russian swimmer that, like, I thought he was legitimately going to cry when he walked out, because the people were just so awful. Right? And, but that didn't, like, the Russians still came on profit. Like, even though everyone is booing literally everything they do, they just sucked it up and they performed. I think today was the only day there was significant rain. It's been this dry, beautiful, just terrific games. And
no, there was holy rain yesterday. Was there rain today? I don't think there was rain today.
Maybe
it
was yesterday. There's been so much of it that mm-hmm. I'm conflating.
Whenever you're listening to this podcast, the day before that.
You're right. the week before this. Last podcast came out on Sunday.
Yeah, I tend to post these like mm-hmm. Sunday. So like we sit down and record this Monday. It gets posted Saturday or Sunday
right.
after that. So
I like
it. When you guys hear this, it's been like sitting down on my computer for all
They'll
this
know
week.
When the Olympics was. It's not a secret.
Today is the 17th of August. Actually, the 16th.
The 19th of September. Hi and welcome.
We just got back from TIFF.
Yeah. Not we, you guys. It's my fault.
Well, you don't remember it. We drugged you.
Ah.
Yeah.
Roofies are okay when it's man on man crime. Man on man crime is fine. The one gives a shit.
Sometimes I got to be out at the height of the night, and that's when she flipping get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side, you only loving your mic. I know you gotta get that paper, daddy, keep that shit tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life, you dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she says she know this ball player, and he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo, you know it's just what you want staying, boo. And when cats be bopping game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your.